हृदयं मानसोऽस्मि तमादिदेवं करुणानिधानं तमालवर्णं स्वीतावतारं अपार संसार समुद्रसेतु भजामि भगवतस्वरूपम् कृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे इटा प्रभु पादा मैं खाने बीच जगह बिफोर श्रीमद् भागवतम आई वांट टू डिस्कस समथिंग यस्टरडे क्लास विच महाराज एक्सप्लेन आफ्टरनून श्री रूप गोस्वामी हैज मेंशन्ड इन हिज स्तवमाला Shrimati Radhika's five prominent names, Govindanandini, Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasa, or Sarvakanta Shiromani. These five names. Govindanandini means who gives pleasure to Krishna, who gives pleasure to Govinda. Govinda means go, means cow, calf, sense. Of Brajavasis, senses of Brajavasis, milkmen, milkmaid, pitchers, Govardhan, some of these things is go. So who give pleasure to all of them is called Govinda. Mainly milkman and milkmaid. Out of this, milkmaid is prominent. So who give pleasure to Gopi is called Govinda. Govindanandini, who gives pleasure to this Govinda, is Govindanandini. In Braj, there are so many associates of Supreme Lord Krishna. Das means servant, Sakha means friend, parents and his beloved. Out of this, beloved can satisfy Krishna so much. Is there any example? Yes. Krishna is told by his own lotus face that Santi Jadda Vime Prajya Lilastata Manohara Nahi Jane Srita Rasi Manohi Krishna Bhave Kamsa Pranityani Morina asked one question to Krishna. Oh Krishna, why you remember gopis too much? What is this cause? You are all, pastimes are attractive. Is there any speciality in Vilas gopis? Then Krishna replied, yes, I have so many pastimes, all pastimes can attract me and all over the world. But something of the how attract one day, Mother Yashoda gave some butter to Krishna's hand. Krishna was taking, eating and playing. There's one pillar, and Krishna take this pillar, rounding the pillar. He saw, oh, but pillar is not made of brick, it's a jewel. So one can see his reflection on the pillar. Krishna saw his reflection. Krishna saw a very beautiful boy. Krishna became charmed. And Krishna wanted to kiss him. How we can touch Krishna? According to Rupa Goswami Vachasamrita, if you want to make friendship with anybody, then you have to follow Rupa Goswami's formula. Dadati pratigrinnati ujjamakhati pichyati humte bhajadate vasavyatati lakshanam. You have to give, you have to take. Dadati pratigrinnati ujjamakhati pichyati. You have to tell something, you have to hear something. Humte bhajadate jaiva. You have to feed him and you have to take from him. So Krishna want to apply his formula. He call him. Come. And he's telling, come. Who is he? I am calling him, he also calling me. Then Krishna thought, oh, he wants to make friendship with me also. Very good, no problem. And Krishna again rounding the pillar. And eating, Krishna eating that he is eating also. Krishna very charmed, oh, I am eating, he is eating. No problem. Then Krishna want to give him some butter. Krishna is telling, oh friend, oh my dear friend, my mother give me some butter. You can take this butter, it's very sweet, more than he. He's literally like so. Krishna imitated him. He was like imitating him. He is also imitating the same thing. But Krishna could not understand. He is his shadow. Mother Yashoda, hiding the door, she is watching and laughing. But hiding his face. Otherwise, sound will come and Krishna will listen. So Mother Yashoda covered his mouth, laughing, smiling, laughing. Then Krishna became angry. I want to make friends in what I want, you are doing so. So he became so angry, Krishna. Krishna became so angry. Then he has seen so many monkeys in Vrindavan, like so. That Krishna, it is called Bandar Dhuti, just like monkeys move. And he also doing so. Then Mother Yashoda could not check her laughing. Mother Yashoda laughed loudly. Then Krishna saw, Mother is here. Then Krishna came to know, he was shadow. Then Krishna so shy, immediately come and hiding himself in Mother's cloth. So this Lila also attracted Krishna. So every Lila pastimes of Krishna attract him. But for Rasila, nahi jane smite rase manome kriti sambhave. But I don't know. Ras dance attracts so much. I bewildered by Ras dance, I could not check myself. So, out of Brajavasis, gopis are best. Out of these gopis, Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, Champarana, Indulekha, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Chandravali, Smriti, Radhika, they are best. Among of these, Chandravali and Radhika is best. Among these two, Radhika is supermost. So, when Krishna disappeared from Ras, he saw that Radhika is not here, so no need of Ras. So, Krishna leaving all gopis, leaving Radhika, went away. Why? Prasamanaya, Prasadhanaya. He want to check their Sobhagamad. Their Sobhagamad means they are proud mood of all gopis and want to satisfy Srimati Radhika. So, Krishna went away. So, it is proof that Srimati Radhika gives pleasure to Krishna so much. So Radhika's name is Govinda Nandini. And Krishna gives pleasure to all. How? Taking pleasure from Radhika, he gives something little to all. Otherwise, if Radhika is not give pleasure, Krishna could not give any pleasure to anybody. Because Krishna is chief and mainly Sambit. Yet he is Satchidananda, but Sambit is prominent there. In Radhika is also Satchidananda Mui, but their Radhini is prominent thing. So Radhika gives pleasure to Krishna, taking pleasure from Radhika, Krishna distributes to all. So his name is Govinda Nandini. And Govinda Mui Radha. Radha means why Radha? Krishna in Aradhita. Krishna worships Radhika, so he is called Radha. And Srimati Radhika also worship Krishna, so he is called Radhika. When Srimati Radhika worship Krishna, then he called Radhika. When Krishna worship Srimati Radhika, then he called Radha. Do you follow? Radhika means Krishna no Aradhita. Radhika means Aradhati Jasa Radhika. That means who worship Krishna, he is called Radhika. He who worship by so many means, he is called Radhika. Only Krishna Nandini can worship Krishna so many ways. So she is called Radhika. And why her name is Radha? Krishna Aradhita. Krishna worship to her. So we call Radha. Now you are follow? Now clear? Point is clear? So Radha, because Krishna worshipped him, so she is called Radha. And Govinda Mohini, she can bear Lord Krishna. So, she is Govinda Mohini. Govinda Sarvasa. And he is all in all to Krishna. Why? One day in Dwarka, Arjuna asked Krishna, what is the relationship between your seven gopis? Because Rukmini and Saptahama, Mitravinda, Lakshmana, Nagnajiti, that means prominent eight Mahishi, eight wives of Krishna. They request Arjuna that what is the same with them? They request Arjuna, please ask our husband. Because always he calls their name Lalita, Visakha. Krishna is sleeping with us, yet pulling our cloth. Oh Lalite, please give me chance to meet Srimati Radhika. He always brings so. What is this cause? What is the lesson with them? We are his married wife, but they are not married. What is the lesson with them? Arjuna asks Krishna, what is the relationship between you and all gopis? Then Krishna replied, Sahara Guravasissa Bhujissa Vandava Priya Satram Vadami Te Bartha Gopakunya Bhavantina. Sahaya, he is our helper. See, they are our helper. They can help at any cost with all activities. Gurava, they are my teachers, masters. Sissa, not only guru, not only acharya, they are disciple also. At a time, they are my guru and at a time they are my sissa, disciple. But it is impossible. One can, if he is disciple, he must not be one and same person's Gurudev. Just like as for example, that if Maharaj is our Gurudev, then Maharaj never be our disciple. It is contradictory. But gopis, they are at a time Guru and Sissa of Krishna both. Bhujissa Vandhava Priya, they are friend and beloved everything. There are so many kind of relationship in this world. Every kind of relationship applies with gopis with Krishna. So Krishna is telling to Arjuna, so all gopis control me too much. None can control just like gopis. Satyam vadami te partha. Oh Arjuna, I am telling you true. I am speaking true. Because you are my near to me. Govinda sarvasya and sarvakanta siramani. And he sees foremost of all gopis. There one name came, that Sarva Jagatir Mata. Radhika is there telling that she is mother. How? Mother means mother nourishes baby. So Srimati Radhika nourishes all universe. So is mother. But not just like material mother give birth and nourish babies, not like so. Only nourish. He give pleasure to all. He serve Krishna so many ways, yet she is not satisfied. So he manifests herself so many gopis, they are diverse. Yet Radhika not satisfied. So she manifests herself in so many wives of Dwarka. Yet she is not become satisfied. So she came in form of Sita Devi, yet not satisfied. Then she manifests herself with so many Lakshmis in Vaikuntha and they are serving Narayan, Vaman, Trivikram, so many. Thereafter, not satisfied yet, then she distributed her pleasing mood to all jivas. So she is just like mother, please everybody, just like he please all this universe, so is called mother. Mother. My mother gave birth to his her babies and nourish him, but he never gave birth any, nothing. Only give distribute rather than friend. So is called mother. So Mara explained this thing yesterday. Now we shall come in Srimad Bhagavatam.
What was the last name? you're giving this explanation that she's the mother of everything. What was the name that
we used to? Mother, his name one is mother. Just like mother nourished his babies, right. Her babies, and gave birth, mother. But Radhika not gave any birth and child. But he distributed brain all universe. Just like he want to distribute brain, he manifests herself as so many gopis. There are Moises, there are Sita, there are Lakshmi, there are distributed her brain to all universe.
What is the name of Radha? Did that explain?
Radha.
Which name is that?
Mata.
Mata, mother.
Mother.
There were five prominent names.
तंगना संदर्शितो धात्रा दुष्करणे स्थिति सतां कलिं सत्तहरं पुंसां कर्णधारयवर्णवं पुंसां मीन्स फॉर जीवस सत्तहरं उस्किन पावर एंड इंटेलिजेंस दुष्करण इज टू हाई फॉर एक्सी कलि मीन्स दैट इज वन काइंड ऑफ ओशन दैट इज ओशन इज फुल ऑफ वाटर बट कलि इज फुल ऑफ Nishtiti Satam. We want to cross this ocean, but none can easily cross this ocean. If anybody want to cross this ocean by swimming, going some distance, he became upset. Then he's strong, then his power and intelligence will still by some of those waves. No, Smakam, we want to Arnavam, that means this ocean, Nishtiti Satam, Humsam, we want to cross this ocean totally. So if anybody want to cross this ocean, then captain must be needed. If he goes by sea, then he can cross ocean. So who can drive the ship? Captain is needed. With guidance of captain, one can cross the ocean. So, Sukuna Sonukal is telling that you are captain. Dhatra, that means Issa, that means God send you. By your fortune, God send you. Its meaning is that Kali Yuga can destroy everybody's power and intelligence. None can cross this Kali Samudra. But we want to cross this Kali Samudra. So Supreme God send you as a captain for guiding us to cross this Kali Samudra. Srila Prabhupada giving his Vibhuti. Without Sukriti there is no possibility for Sadhusanga. So Supreme God himself send you for our auspices. God mercy is called Shraddha. Brahma is first Purush of Brahma Sampradaya. There is four Sampradayas in Kali Yuga. Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sanat. Sri means Ramanujacharya, who is come from Lakshmi Devi. Brahma means come from Brahma. His Acharya is Madhacharya. Rudra, that means Shiva, he is Acharya Chatushan, and Sri Brahma Rudra Sanat means
Vishnusami.
His Acharya name is Vishnusami. So Brahma is first Acharya of Brahma Sampradaya. Then he start Sampradaya. So at first he teaches everybody. All rishis, they manifest from Brahma. All rishis of all world. Somebody come direct from Brahma, somebody come indirect from Brahma. Then somebody came Brahma's Manasputra and their son like so. Direct and indirectly, every suggest come from Brahma, so Brahma called Pitamaha. Who is in Brahma Sampradaya? Prabhupada telling they are Brahman. Who is unfortunate? They have no Vishnu bhakti, they have no devotion for Vishnu. Say they want to fulfill their material desire, so they imagine some demigods and worship them. Just like in India, one demigod is going on for few years, Santasi Maya by name, but there is no example in scriptures, no name in scriptures. Imagine some goddess and they worship them. But in Mahabharata, Krishna is telling in Mahabharata and in Gita, Santi Parva, Janna Devata Bhakta Jajante Sadhyan Nita, Tiyabhi Mami Bhakunta Jajanta Vidhi Purvakram. O Arjun, who is worshipping another god with full respect, they are worshipping myself, but Abhidhi means not in system. Unlawfully.
Unauthorized.
Unauthorized, yes. But they are worshipping me unauthorizing way. If anybody accepts a material way and is telling it is Sukriti, it is not Sukriti, it is only karma. By karma one can achieve, one can earn punya only. By this he can fulfill his material desire is senses. So who worshipping another goddess, but if he want to do bhajan, want to devotion for Vishnu, then if he takes shelter of Madhvacharya Sambuddha Sampradaya, then easily he can worship Vishnu. So if anybody is not initiated at all in Brahma Sampradaya, Prabhupada is telling if he want to his good, then he must be entered, registered his or her name in Brahma Sampradaya. Because Brahma is Mool Guru, then anyone can worship God very easily. In Varsana also there is one mountain, Brahma Parvat by name. Brahma worship too much, Brahma was started there, then Srimad Radhika became pleased. And Radhika tell him, Baramri, Baramri, so you can pray for benediction. Then Brahma replied, oh, if you are satisfied on me, then make me hill in Varsana, by which your all pastimes will take place here, I can see in shape of hill. Then Radhika, you must do, it will be, your desire will be successful. So, Varsana, Brahma, make himself as a hill. And in Nandagam, Lord Shiva was ready for Krishna, and Krishna became pleased. And Krishna tell him, Varamri, Varamri, please pray for benediction, benediction. Then Shiva replied, if you are so much pleased on me, then you can give me benediction that please make me heal, then I will be here. All your pastimes will take place on my head, so I can see all of your pastimes. Then you shall reply to Amastu, it will be so. Then in Nandagam, Lord Shiva is there, and Varsana, in Varsana, Brahma is in there. Now we shall discuss another slok in Hindi at first. Kishore Vatha Vatshile. Canto first, chapter first, slok number 32. This is the last slok of first chapter of first canto. Brihi Yogeshare Krishne Brahmani Dharma Varmani Sankastra Madhuno Peti Dharma Kamsaram Nataha. Sonogada Rishi is asking to Sudha Goswami, Yogeshara, Krishna is yogis of yogi and all yogis respect Krishna lotus feet, worship Krishna lotus feet. Brahmane, Brahmane means to protect Brahmanas. Dharma Varmani, please cover just like covers protect anybody. Just like Karna had covers, then none can shoot by arrow to Karna. But nowadays, there is no bow and arrow. There now rifle, pistol, like so. So, in present time, Prime Minister, President, they are bulletproof. Then bullet could not touch his chest. It's a bulletproof. Okay. So, Sanatan Dharma is just like bulletproof. If anybody takes shelter of Sanatan Dharma, then no any kind of religion could not touch him. Aduna nowadays, Krishna has discovered his Apragat Lila. That means he has gone his Apragat Lila. So after disappeared Krishna from this world, Dharma takes shelter of whom? So they are asking to Sudha Goswami. Oh Sudha Goswami, all yogis worshipping Krishna's lotus feet and Krishna protect all Brahmanas. When Krishna disappeared from this world, then Sanatan Dharma takes shelter of whom? Please tell us. Srila Prabhupada is telling in his tattva, Krishna is Yogeshwar. That means he is Isha of all yogis. He is yogis of all yogis. Yogi of all yogis. If anyone wants to come contact with Krishna, then he has to follow devotion. Other than none can contact with Krishna without devotion. If anybody thinks, oh, I am little boy, oh, better I can eat, play, eat be and merry, eat, drink and be merry. When I come in old age, then I can worship God, I can do bhajan. This is not a fact, none can do so. Anybody say, I am not so learned person, how I can serve Krishna? So I have to be a learned person. This is not a fact. Because Dhruva Maharaj, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know that he was only about 5 years. When his stepmother abused him, if you want to come in your father's lap, so first you have to come in my womb. After you have to take birth from my womb, then you can go there. You can take shelter of your father's lap. Otherwise, no chance to take shelter of your father's lap. Dhruva Dudapasya, austerity with devotion, taking mantra from Narada Rishi, receiving mantra from Narada Rishi, and he attend Krishna Prem, attend to Dhruva Lok, and serving Krishna there. So he is not so young age, or very little age. Vidya Gajendrasaka, you know from Srimad Bhagavatam Gajendra, they call about one crocodile and elephant. Elephant had never attended any school, any college or university. Yet Krishna came in Ajit, shape of Ajit Bhagavan to protect him. So only education can save us, education can give Krishna Prem is not a fact. Somebody thought, I am not so beauty, I am ugly, how I can serve Krishna? Kubja, you know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Kubja was too much ugly, none can watch towards her, yet Krishna take her and make her so much beautiful. So only beauty is not the cause of taking mercy of Krishna. If anybody is not so healthy, oh, I am very poor man, I am very poor lady, how I can serve God? It is not a fact. Sudama, you know first month Bhagavatam? Sudama, if they earn their life hand to mouth, nothing else is there. He used to go every day for begging, he begged something, thereafter he maintained their life. So, if anybody has so much wealth, Krishna is pleased on him, it is not a fact. When Sudama Vipra came to Dwaraka, Krishna nourished him so many ways. His wives nourished Krishna, nourished Sudama Vipra so many ways. Only wealthy person can satisfy Krishna, and Krishna satisfy on him is not a fact. If anybody comes from respectable family, Krishna will please on him, it is not a fact. There are so many examples. Vidur Maharaj, he came from a low-born family. Narada Rishi came in low-born family. Hanuman, Yamuvan, Nal, Neet, Jatayu, Bali Maharaj, they come in low-born family. So only, if anyone comes from a respectable family or a high-class dynasty, he can satisfy Krishna, he can take myself, this is not a fact. So there is so many examples in Bhagavatam, Srila Jiva Goswami mentioned one slok in Bhakti Sandarbha. Dhruvasacha Bayo Vidya Gajendrasaka Kubjayan Kim Nam Rupadikam Kintasudam Nodhanam Bhamsoka Vidurasa Jarava Tumtasa Kim Pavisam Bhakta Kusakyavala Nachandai Bhakti Kya Madhava. How a Madhava will satisfy only by devotion. So one can satisfy Krishna only by devotion, nothing else. So, we have to take shelter of devotion, not jog, not karma, not gyan. Dharma Varma. Dharma Varma means one type of protector, that any kind of bad or bad thinking could not destroy his mental position. If anybody wants to do devotion, then so many kind of argument he have to facing. But if he takes shelter of a qualified Gurudev, he can tackle every kind of arguments and he will advance in devotion. How? By the causeless mercy of Guru, Hari Guru, Vaishnavas. If he takes shelter of qualified Gurudev and Vaishnavas, under guidance of Vaishnavas, he will serve Gurudev, and the servants of Gurudev will serve Krishna. So by Krishna's mercy, Krishna's mercy will come towards me in shape of Guru's mercy and Vaishnava's mercy. So it is a protector. If anybody will want to advance on the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava's, then any kind of bad thinking never destroys his devotion. In cutting all this devotion, he will go advance. Krishna is called Namo Brahmana Devaya Yoga Brahmana Hitaya Jagantaya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namo. Krishna is called Brahmana Dev. That means to protect who knows Brahmans. And Krishna protect gods, go means cow, go, gopi, everybody. He wants to do good for all. So Krishna manifests himself in this world. So this is the last slok of Bhagavatam. First and the first chapter, in this chapter, Srila Chakra Thakur in his commentary, he mentioned six questions which I discussed as before. That what is the auspices for all jivas? How God will be satisfied? What is the its means? What is the mean? What is the way by which we can satisfy God? What is the characteristic of Vasudev? Vasudev, that means Krishna. And what is the characteristic of his incarnation? And what is the pastimes of Krishna? And when Krishna discovered his disappeared pastimes, then Dharma takes shelter of whom? So, these six questions explaining whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter second, first canto, second chapter will start from tomorrow. Today I am finishing here. Peace, Lord Chilabala. Let's start this class. Krishna Maharaj is explaining yesterday. There is one word, Kampi. I was speaking to Sarva Kampi Sammahini Para. Kampi means withering of bodies. Even man or woman, even a person is very white or very black, if he has no glittering, that will look like not so handsome. Krishna Chandra is black, but he has so much attractive power, attractive in his face, because full of always is glittering. So only glittering can attract another person. So Kamti means the glittering of the body. It's one meaning, and primary meaning is Kamti means desire, whole desire of Krishna. It's called Kamti. Krishna is Rasikshakar. Maharaj explained Rasikshakar means he who wants to taste every kind of raw, all kind of rasa. It's called Rasikshakar. So Krishna wants to taste all kind of rasa, and Srimati Radha Thakurani, by any means or by all means, she can fulfill Sri Krishna every desire. So Radhika's name is Kanti. So Krishna means who attracts everybody. Why Krishna not attracting us? Then Maharaj putting one example. If there is any iron, magnet must be attract iron towards magnet. But there is one condition. If iron will be clear, if iron is full of rust, if there is so many powerful magnets, that will attract iron. So now our soul is covered by rust. What is rust? It is Maya rust. Material desire, we have so many material desire. We have relationship with Maya. So Krishna not yet attracts us. When it removes, then Krishna will attract us. Zero. Krishna and Srimati Radha Thakurani, they're indifferent. Then Maharaj asked yesterday, is there any proof in Shastras? He replied, yes. According to Vedanta Sutra, Shakti, Shakti Mato, Abheda. Shakti means power, Shakti Mat means who has power. So power is Srimati Radha Thakurani and Shakti Man is Krishna. They are non-different. Sometimes if they want, they can be one. If they want, they can be two. What they want, they can do. So my good example, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mrigamad Gandha. Mrigamad means navel of deer and is pregnant. And fire and is heat. They are indifferent. But my telling, no, it being indifferent, yet there is some difference. How we come to, if your deer's navel is here, but yet he is pregnant, may go some distance. If fire is burning here, he will come some distance. If you pour water in your fire, yet sometimes it will be there. If you take out the navel of deer, yet for some time fire will be there. All kind of deer's navel may be would not be pregnant. When the rains of Sati Nakshatra, Sati stars fell down, if any deer said, then his navel will be semi pregnant. It's called Mrigamad Gandha or Kasturi. Srimati Radha Thakurani used to Kasturi for his decoration here. Just like what rain of Sati Nakshatra, if telling of herself, then it will be pearls. If head of elephant, it will be Gajamukta. Radhika Srimati Radha Thakurani used to Gajamukta for his necklace, for her necklace. So many examples in Shastras, if this star, rain of Satin stars, will fall in any cow's head, it will be Gorochana. So many things. If you have banana plant, then it will be Kampar. In bamboo trees, it will be Bamsalochana. So yet they are non-different, here some difference. But the Mrigamad Gandha, that means deer's navel and his pregnant never be two. They will not manifest themselves in two forms. Heat and fire, they not manifest in two forms because they are jod, they are material things. But Krishna and Shakti is power, they are Chetan. So if they want, they can one, they can two, they can three. How they want, they can manifest themselves so many ways. Yes, but Maharaj explained yesterday that when Krishna will attract us, and Krishna is telling, leaving, have all kinds of religion, we surrender myself, then I can rescue from all kinds of sinful activity. Then I explained that devotion of Krishna is also one kind of religion. Krishna is telling, leaving this, or no, no. What? There is so many religion. By which religion we can feel happy is called Jada Dharma, material religion. So we have to leave all these things. Who can give us material attachment, material happiness? Leaving all these things, we have to surrender ourselves, lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna will give us devotion and make me eternal associates. How is it possible? Then my explain one slope. Tatyanu pampam susumikshamano bhunyanevat muktam vipakam kritvat bapuhuir vidadam namaste jivet jo mukti padesa dayavar. If there is any father and he has son, if son will be alive, will not expire, then he will be qualified for all his father's wealth. He has not proved any court or anywhere that I am son of this person. I will be owner of this world in future, no need. If we will be alive in this world, then this will be qualification this for this owner of this whole world in future. As the same way, we want Krishna fame. How in possess of this Krishna fame, we have to alive. How in this world? We never leave Guru and Vaishnavas. If they will punish us sometimes, I put one example. If any cow give us too much milk, if sometimes he kicked us, we have to bear his kicking. Why? Because he is giving us too much milk. And the same way, sometimes Gurudev and Vaishnav chased us, threatening us, yet we should not say anybody, I am become some upset, my mind is disturbed. Why not? Because we have received very good thing from Gurudev and Vaishnavas. So we never be unhappy, always in pleasing mood. There is so many obstacles in Sadhan Bhajan because Gurudev is alone one and so many devotees. So if I want, then Gurudev only teach me or teach my friend or teach my god brother, god sister. This is not possible because we are all son and daughter of Gurudev. So why Gurudev, what Gurudev like? He can do this auspicious for us, good for us. So we never be disminded, never be upset. Because we can receive so many things for his lecture, for his teachings, so we never be disturbed. Tomorrow I explained yesterday. Then Maharaj explained why Krishna took mood and littered in Saraswati Radhika. How? Sri Krishna wanted to test three desires which he could not fulfill in Dwapar Yuga. Then after this disappeared his pastime, Krishna was thinking in Golok Vrindavan, if I want to fulfill my three desires, I have to take the mood and litter of Srimati Radhika. Without taking mood Srimati Radhika, Krishna could not fulfill his desire. So Krishna take Radhika's mood. Why litterings? Krishna is black. If he will not take anything for covering this black litterings, then all can know that he is Krishna. So Krishna wants to hide himself, so he takes litterings of Srimati Radhika. Other than Radhika's littering, could not cover himself, could not hide himself, so he takes Radhika's littering. Then my example, put another example, that if anybody wants to do drama, then he has to emerge same mood, otherwise he could not act drama proper way. Hamara a good example in Bihar, one big party doing some drama, acting some drama. One king in India, Babruvahan by name, Krishna and Arjun went to Babruvahan and asked him for some meat. They told that I have one dog, he wants some meat. He is very hungry and thirsty. Then Babruvahan replied, yes, what kind of meat you want? I am supply just now. Then Krishna and Arjun replied, that our my dog want only your meat, nothing else. And one condition, your wife and your only one son, you have only one son, they cut your body two parts, divide in two parts, and my dog will take the right part, not left part. But another condition also there, you will not be unhappy, tears will not come in your eyes, and your wife and son will be very happy during cutting, they will not be unhappy. Then my dog will eat, otherwise it will be sorry of among of your these three, you, your son, your wife. If anybody will be unhappy, then my dog will not take. So always be happy mood. So strict condition. King, everybody has no problem.